Okay, good morning, everybody. Morning, everybody. We are continuing in Sefer Chofetz. We are finding ourselves, we are in Klal Beis, Sif Yud. Okay, let's remember again, we're talking about, again, one more time, the Chofetz Chaim Daily Companion in English follows this along. According to their schedule, we're around day 34. So, in case you want to review, or if you're something that I said was a little confusing, especially this klal is very confusing with the apetosa. It's the Chofetz Chaim Daily Companion, like the last 3-4 days from day 30 to 34, we cover this topic. Okay. We've been learning the halakha of apetosa, which the Chofetz Chaim dedicated a lot of space to, because basically people are misunderstanding it. They think apetosa in front of three means it's mutter to say lashon hara once you say it in front of three, and he said in the beginning that that's absolutely ridiculous. It's asur, because if you toss it in front of one person, it's even more asur in front of more people. The only heter of apetosa is that if something was already said in front of three people, and it was something which maybe was lashon hara, maybe was not lashon hara, and now it's meforsim, and now it's public, so one of those three people, if they are not people that are necessarily yirei shemayim and nizar and lashon hara, and they're in the same city, and the person did not ask them to keep it secret, then they are allowed to reveal or say over that piece of news, not for the purpose of being megala, but if they happen to say it in conversation, they're not over the iser of lashon hara. Now that sounds very confusing, which is why in Sif Yud Chofetz Chaim says as follows: v'da'od. I'm sorry, and you know what he's going to say. Let's just say v'da'od. He says another limitation. Everything we've been saying now is from the standpoint of the person saying over the news that he heard in public. From the listener, in other words, you know that the person listening, his nature is over. You know, when you say over something, even according to the heter of apetosa, it's permissible. It depends. You have to be very careful about who you're saying it to. If you're saying it to someone else who knows the halacha and someone else would be careful, that's one thing. But if you say it over to someone who's, number one, going to makabel the lashon hara right away, and makabel it as denigrating, and that person's going to do what? Immediately run out and say something, and perhaps what? Add to it. That was another limitation we said yesterday. Even if you say it over, you can't add to it, right? So then that would be an iser of lifnei evil atzita mishal, putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Good morning, Ari. Ukamoshe harachnu leil b'psicha b'lav ayin shom. Remember the psicha, he talked about that. That saying lashon hara to somebody who's definitely, even when it's mutter, for whatever reason, and the other person is going to believe it and say it over to other people, etc., and add to it and make it worse, that's lifnei evil. This is even if you don't say who the original speaker was. Okay. Listen to the end of Sif Yud over here, guys, and you know, this will resonate with you. After everything that I said and the truth that I've tried to present to you, see my brother, to stay away from this heter. In other words, to say, oh, I could tell it. Everyone knows this. I could say it over. Hevra, please. Do you remember all the limitations? Every time you get, what? Was it in front of three? Was it in four? What kind of people were saying it? Who are you saying it to? What kind of news was it? Are you saying it exactly like it was saying, right? So all of those limitations to the heter make it very scary. Shekemat ein lo makom b'siyas. He says, kemat the heter never applies in practicality. Even if you put together all the details, he says it could be we don't even paskin like this. Now I, this Chofetz Chaim on the bottom there, Maim Chaim, spent a lot of ink going through the sugyas in the Gemara, and he says, you know, it could be that even with all the limitations to this kula that I've mentioned, it could be that they don't even paskin this way. He says, there are some poskim that don't hold from the whole heter, which isn't much of a heter after we got through destroying it. Someone who cares about his nefesh, which we hope it's all of us, to distance himself. So says the Chofetz Chaim, if you heard something by apetosa, public knowledge, and it sounds like something that might be denigrating and might be humiliating and might be lashon hara, for you to say it over again, you better be really, really careful, and you really shouldn't do it, and you should be careful. Why? Because there's so many, come on, so many limitations to this heter. Take a sense. So many limitations to this heter, you have to be very careful. If you learn it well, in other words, it's not, he says the heter does exist, but you have to really know the details if you want to say it over. Okay. Sif Yud Aleph. Vihine Yufima Shabiyan Rebez Hashem Yizbarach HaKlom Da Peklazat Tzarech Lizarch Shiyoshim Shiva Tuva Yir. What happens in the following case, he says, Shiva Tuva Yir is, at the end of Megillah, Shiva Tuva Yir is the seven people who are in charge of the community. That's the way the Gemara describes it. But we have the same thing. Any committee meeting, a shul board, if you've ever, if you've ever been to any kind of meeting of, maybe you were at a junior congregation or Boy Scouts, anything like that. When you're in a committee meeting, you have to decide something. I've been in, let's say, board meetings, right? You have to decide about hiring or firing person. You have to hire, you have to sometimes talk. Sometimes in a teacher's meeting, you have to speak about a student. Mm-hmm. And you have to decide what should be done with that student, right? So when that happens, says the Chafetz Chaim, well, you'll think, well, it's among public people, right? You can reveal anything you want. No. He says, Sarak Lizar, you have to be careful. When the Shiva Tuva Yir sit, La'ayim B'dover and Hagis Anshi Yir B'nyanei Arachot Yasser Ezeh, when they sit there and decide what's going to be in the city, B'dover Shuchov L'zeh Shchus L'zeh, where it's going to be maybe firing someone or maybe hiring someone, V'nechel Kubadeos, and they disagree, V'omdu L'minyah V'holku, and then they take a vote, right? They take a vote, and they go after the majority. Now listen to this. Sheyatz Mi'chedr HaKol, when they come out of the committee meeting, when you go out of that meeting, you may not say to anyone else what the opinions were. For instance, let's say something happened where a decision was made against somebody, and the person that was made against is an acquaintance of yours, but you were on the committee, and had to be that this person, we decided, let's say it was a tuition committee, and the tuition committee decided that this person, even though he wanted to have a scholarship, but it happened to be he showed up in a Cadillac, and it happens to be he has three houses, and he has a, but he says he has no money, you know? I knew a guy, he was an executive chairman, whatever, he was the executive board of a school. So every time someone came in to ask for a scholarship, to say, he would always take them outside. He would always walk them outside and see what kind of car they showed up in. So a lot of times he'd say, whoa, that's a, brand new Cadillac, a Lincoln Continental, or, Jaguar, whatever. Interesting. And, you tell me that you don't have any money. Oh, he always said, it's not my car, it's my uncle's. My uncle lent me his car, I don't know. So let's say you have a committee meeting, you decide that this person, he has to pay full tuition, whatever it is. So you come out of the meeting, he's your friend, so you have to go tell him, right? So what do you want to tell him? You say, I'm sorry, Shlomo, what happened was they voted against you. Obviously I voted for you, or obviously I wanted to do. That is Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to go outside and say what happened in the meeting. Lo miboyim huskim enem mitzchilus yotzim mechedr kol shol galos. He says, obviously, if they made up beforehand not to reveal the secret, we already said earlier that you're not allowed to reveal secrets. If someone tells you something in public and says, don't tell anybody, right, that's usur. So not only if they made up not to reveal the secret, to tell that person that it's nogeya to him, if they said, okay, we could tell him, okay, I don't know. But if they said no, but vade isur gomor, it's absolutely prohibited, a filu b'stam again, ain't a mechav legalis, even if it wasn't, because we're going to reveal the secrets at Rapa Mikra L'Sapra L'Acher Loshen Sheirah Midvar V'Shadaitu in an end of the Tazim. Even if you hint it, you go, I'm not going to tell you how the vote went, but I'm sorry it went against you, and obviously, I tried my best. Yeah? Even if you voted against you, what does I tried my best mean? It doesn't mean anything, but what does he think it means? He think it mean you? Huh? You voted for him, right. So even if you do that, he says, Akshin Yochala Riva Vurzem Chaveir Nesharim, even if it's not going to cause any more fighting, even if you say in the beginning, oh yeah, in the beginning I wanted, I told in the beginning I was going in to help you out, and afterwards they said, they voted, usur. Ain't sure enough, What? And then you get out of the meeting, and your friend says to you, "What happened?" You say, "Listen, we voted against it. You know, you don't have the job. You don't have this. You know." And he says, "What happened in there?" Listen, I can't tell you. It was a committee meeting. You know, who voted for me? I want to know which guy. I'm gonna deal with that person, right? So I can't. Listen, you are my friend. You better tell me. No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to be your friend anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to blah, 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 blah. Even if it would chiruf him, it would curse you out. Too bad. You're not allowed to tell him what's going on. No matter what. So what you see over here is that even if, you know, this would fit in, quote unquote, one would think it would fit into the heter of Ape Klosa because it was something that was said in a big group. However, to reveal, if once there's a vote made, this is learned, by the way, from Gemara Sanhedrin. The halacha is Sanhedrin. If a Bezdin paskins, once they paskin, they're not allowed to go out and say, "Listen, the other two guys, they said, you know, Chayev, Moni Herschel, they said Chayev, but I, you know, I voted for you, but, you know, what can I do? You go after majority." So the Gemara says that's usur. So even though you might think it's in public, it's usur to reveal, even if you didn't make up beforehand not to reveal it, it's usur to reveal what the vote was. Why? Obviously, this could cause what? Can you imagine if I went out and I told him, "By the way, he voted against you"? What would that cause? Cause tremendous machlokas and riv and arguments. So that would not be within the heter of apiklasa. If you have a committee meeting or a group meeting, anything, and even if you voted for it, you know what to do for the Purim shtick. I voted for you, against you. Even happens amongst guys, right? Absolutely usher to reveal to them. Okay, gavaldik, ashakoyach, everybody for coming, and have a good day.